You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, so Kitty Lin is the founder of Green Time, a vegan restaurant dedicated to sustainability in the hospitality industry. They are involved in two events this week, celebrating culture and food creativity with a climate conscious and vegan twist. The first, known as Night of the Sevens or Chinese Valentine's Day, celebrates the legend of the cowherd and the weaver girl, where the seventh daughter of the heavens and the human boy fell so deeply in love they gave up their heavenly and worldly duties. Kelly first asked what traditions they are bringing into the celebration.
So I think there are different parts to it. I guess Chinese Valentine's is also celebrated in Japan. It's called Tanabata.
Cool.
And so, yeah, and then there are other things. So we actually did a little celebration before in terms of, like, you know, making little wishes on bamboo leaves. But the Japanese version falls on the, not the lunar calendar dates, but we still take some Japanese sides to it. But the Chinese one, we've got the sort of little snacks of good wishes. And it's like dates and seeds and everything kind of has a meaning to it. And those are things that people, so on the Night of the Sevens, girls from China would pray to the Weaver Fairy for good fortune, good marriage, love, and safe childbirth and things like that. And also because she's very clever with her hands, she's a Weaver Fairy, and people pray to her for good handicraft skills and things like that. So we have made a lot of effort in making little handmade little booklets for people to take home, and just the sort of prayer fruits and snacks on a table, so people can kind of experience that. Like, this is how you would go about kind of praying to the fairy, and just like little touches there, just
awesome.
Like little bits and pieces that we really want people to experience. And so it'll be kind of a dark candlelit dinner, but with little activities for people to just like ask questions and talk to each other. Because, like, for me, I think when I was a child, I was like, oh, it's so sad they can't see each other, and also I felt really grateful that I get to spend time with my family or people that I love, and same with everyone, that we have the choice and freedom to actually, like, spend time with people we love and take a moment, talk to each other, ask questions, and just, you know, just celebrate being together and being here and experiencing something and sharing that and having those memories for the rest of your life. Like, in my mind, that's how I see it.
Absolutely. And so obviously Green Time is vegan food. So why vegan food? What's your draw to veganism?
Yeah, well, that's that's quite funny, actually, because it's vegan by accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had no idea what vegan food was until I started Green Time. Mm. And I have no idea what the food industry or hospitality is like until I started Green Time as well. So I trade. I used to be a lawyer.
Right.
I was kind of quite touched at a work conference that I attended. So sort of about 3 years ago, my boss sent me to a climate change conference, and it just got me thinking about the importance of doing something for the planet, sustainability, realizing how important and how urgent climate change was and how it's affecting people's lives, like, you know, like the sea levels rising, or the increasing natural disasters and storms and changing weather patterns and all of those things. Kind of just, I had not thought about how climate change affects everyone's lives so much. And so it hit me really hard when I spent 2 days at the conference and went back to work and just thought, oh man, like, what can we do, and try to offer my help in different ways. But kind of got nowhere with that. And I guess at the same time, working in a really stressful corporate job, I was like, oh, I want to find a place to eat better, eat healthy, and some nutritious food. And so both that, like, sustainability, like the urge to do something about climate change, and the search for really healthy, good food for stressful people, which people with, like, you know, like, lots of things going on in their lives don't have time to cook for themselves, which I was in that position, just thought, oh, you know, what if there's a place that just has really delicious, healthy food, and that's all sustainable? So I guess in my head at the time, I was only thinking, okay, you know, zero food waste, you know, compost, use biodegradable packaging,
absolutely,
encourage people to bring their own containers and donate foods that's left over, and just like creating this circular system within a food business.
Mm.
And just, yeah, and so, like, that was the initial thought. But everything kind of, I started reading and researching what's healthy and like, you know, sustainable, and just met people who are vegan, vegetarian, and then, like, kind of told me about certain documentaries. And the more I looked into it and, you know, read about it, I was just like, oh, wow, you know, we do need to eat more veggies. And actually, you know, plant-based, like, reducing our meat consumption.
Mm. It's not only better for the world, but it's better for your body, too. It's a win-win.
Yeah, pretty much. That just kind of hit me. I was just like, okay, well, that's what it is. Gonna be all vegan, and so we have, like, you know, a place where people can come and try vegan options. We're warm and, like, comforting.
Mm.
I want to create a comfort food but without the guilt. And some of it is just as we started doing it, we realized that, oh, actually there are all these special dietary requirements and intolerances because of the way the food system now is.
Mm.
People have developed intolerances because it's no longer being done the way it should be. And so it made me really sad, but I thought, oh, well, like, if there's the need, and we can try and provide so more people can enjoy good food. And so it just kind of went on from an idea to try to do it and
awesome.
Still doing it.
Yeah. Now I'll talk about a little bit about the Curious Food Festival that's happening this Saturday. So it's all days, and it's 12 till 8 p.m. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Curious Food Festival is, and some of, obviously, it's kind of a place for you to be a little bit creative and take a risk with some of the food options. So what are you going to be serving up?
Yeah, so Curious Food, when I heard about it, I thought, oh, cool. So it's just things that people don't expect. My whole point is make food that's vegan, but people don't think it's vegan or normally isn't done vegan or isn't done this way. And so I always have these crazy food ideas, and I'm like, well, you know what, this Curious Food Festival, I'm going to wing it and just kind of like throw out my ideas and see if people think it's that crazy. And we're going to turn. When I first started it, I had some help from friends, and so one of them is Malaysian and the other Indonesian, both of them being chefs. And so in my first year, I was exposed to a lot of sort of Southeast Asian inspired. And so I was really inspired. When I was working with them, I tried a lot more Southeast Asian foods and, like, just really loved the freshness. I just wanted to do something with that. And I thought, oh, you know, what if I do a nasi lemak, so a Malaysian dish, Malaysian inspired sort of vegan version of a rice burger with, like, vegan eggs and laksa and, like, you know, like, some nuts and I'm throwing in some, like, kind of mushroom fluff things to look like coconut fluff.
Cool.
Like, it's just, like, random things that people will not see or know about. And just like, oh, you know, like, I can imagine how it tastes. I think I would like it. Let's see what everyone thinks. And then the other one is also kind of have a play. I guess it's more all the taste of Southeast Asia, you know, bananas, coconuts, and ice cream, and, you know, everything goes well with ice cream.
Absolutely. Sounds delicious. I'm already hungry. Sounds amazing. Aww, so that's going to be just at the Curious Food Festival this Saturday.
Pretty much. You know, just wanting to make it something that people can enjoy, dairy-free, gluten-free.
Awesome.
It's just what we do.
Yeah.
So the event's happening this weekend, the Chinese Valentine's Day special dinner and the Curious Food Festival are both very important to me in a personal way. They are about all the people who have been here working with us and helping us get to where we are today. From the chefs I first started working with and friends who helped out to the team who's now here, everyone has put in so much effort to make these things happen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.